WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 16 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All Blinn College campuses will open at noon today. Bryan ISD will delay the start of school by 2 hours. College Station ISD schools and buses will operate at their regularly scheduled times, and Texas A&M is going to resume their normal schedule. A full list of closings and delays is online at WTAW.com, or you can still text the word closing to 979-695-1620 to see that list. Cold temperatures statewide is expected to generate record electric consumption this morning between 7 and 8.
That has caused the state's electric grid operator to issue a request to conserve energy. ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, asked to keep thermostats no higher than 68 degrees. Other suggestions include not using electric ovens, washers, and dryers during the demand hours of 6 to 10 in the morning and 6 to 10 in the evening. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There is mixed reaction to a decision by the College Station City Council to return a 70-foot easement to the owner of commercial property that includes the new Academy store. The easement, which could have extended Appomattox Drive to the north of Forest Drive, also impacts A&M Church of Christ. Spokesman Dale Christian says 6 acres at the back of church property now becomes landlocked.
We do not have specific plans for what we might do back there, but we had always just left that as a blank slate for we don't know what. You know, possible residential development that would fit with Raintree and things like that.
Councilman John Nichols considered the church's position when making the motion to abandon the easement.
I'm certain that the city is already saying we don't have future access need for it. We've already abandoned the street, and so I think we need to proceed with the, abandoning this.
The motion was approved on a unanimous vote. The BCS Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for the 16th Annual Community Impact Awards. Kate Chapman says nominees must be HUB certified.
If you are a Hispanic, African American, Asian American Indian, women, and or service disabled veteran.
Chapman says nominees must own a business that has been open for at least 5 years. Nomination forms can be found online at bcschamber.org. The deadline to submit is January 26th. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It is 16 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning. It is 7:09. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
We are off to a very cold start. If you're headed out early this morning, you know, you want the heavier jacket. It'll stay chilly all day long, even though we're going to see abundant sunshine. Highs will only be 35 to 40 this afternoon. We're clear cold again tonight, 20 to 25. Sun tomorrow, not quite as cold, 40 to 45. Increasingly cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be 30 to 35. Clouds Friday, could see a few rain showers. Highs Friday, milder, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie basketball is finally off the schneid. The guys picked up their first SEC victory of the year last night. However, it was not easy. A last-second ditched three-pointer that would have been the win for Ole Miss actually went in, and then it popped back out. So the Aggs held on for the 71-69 victory. Big man Robert Williams said they needed it.
Coming back, I feel like we're getting our team back. Starting five back to where it needs to be. We just got to pick it up, slow down on the turnovers, and we really needed this win.
We'll hear a little bit more from Williams coming up. Also talking a little bit of football, college football. Kevin Sumlin officially announced as a new head man at the University of Arizona. Give you a little bit of audio from that press conference yesterday, as well as the NBA and NHL. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so it's, 16?
16.
16.
1-6.
We have
Sweet 16.
Crushed the record.
Crushed Boom. It.
The record from crushed 1982 it. Was like 22 degrees or something.
And you know what? If you're going to be cold, you might as well be breaking records.
Exactly. Yeah. Anytime the date and the temperature are the same or pretty close,
right?
Not a good thing.
No.
Not a good thing.
Mm-mm.
And I know yesterday, yeah, I planned to just go home and hunker down, okay?
Yeah.
But then ended up needing to go to a meeting in the lunchtime, and we were discussing how, you know, business has to kind of go on.
Okay, it does, but it didn't.
No, it did, and that's what kind of the discussion was about.
Okay.
All right. Restaurants, yeah, they have to be open. National chains, they have. Okay.
No, they don't.
No, national chains.
No, they don't.
I went to two national chain stores yesterday.
Yeah.
One of them closed at 2 p.m.
What?
And one of them closed at 3 p.m.
Oh, Scott, if you had Instagram, you'd know all about it.
Yeah, I don't.
Chelsea was fit to be tied.
I was not. No. The reasoning was to let their employees go home early to avoid the weather.
The precipitation was over.
Exactly.
Right.
The weather, and they mentioned, well, some of our employees don't necessarily live in town. I said, well, like what? Curtin or Snook or, okay, even Brenham. I mean, even if you've got employees coming in from other places, all the precipitation had moved through. I totally understood starting late or, you know, canceling schools. I understood that. I got that.
Yep.
But these stores, franchise, like national chain stores, closing in the middle of the day.
It was
so weird.
I went to a restaurant to go get lunch, and I walk in. The lights are on and everything. The door is unlocked. There are a few cars in the parking lot, but I'm thinking, well, you know, everybody's freaking out. They're at home. Nobody went out. Yeah. Everybody went and shopped for their ramen noodles or whatever last night.
Right.
So that's what they're having for lunch.
And water.
And we walk in, and their hostess is standing there, you know, at the little podium or whatever.
Yeah.
And we go, hi, we'd like a table for two. She goes, oh, we're closed.
I'm here to tell you.
And I'm just sitting there thinking, well, one, why is the door unlocked?
Yeah. Right.
Two, why are all your lights on?
And why
three,
are you here?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Why is the owner of this establishment paying you to stand here and tell people that you're closed when you could just put a sign on the door?
Right.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
That is was a little strange.
Well, a couple of stories there. Now, I understand that it did snow in Brenham for a part of the day yesterday, and it snowed here a little bit. I didn't see any snow.
I mean, I had white stuff in the back of my truck, but I don't know if I would call it snow.
Yeah, and so anyhow,
what would you call it, Chelsea?
Well, it was icier. It was like sleet, and it
just
kind of, and then it froze in the back, so it was white, but it wasn't, you know, snowflakes.
As long as it was ice,
then everything has to close down. By the afternoon, there were people out. I mean, it was happening.
Right, but that's when everything closed, apparently.
Yeah,
I was so confused.
They were coming home because of that.
No, I did not give the lady attitude. The little old lady behind me, she gave some attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen an eye roll like that from
anyone over the age
of 15 in a long time.
All right. Well, you know, and of course, when it comes to this, it's all relative.
Well, Mayakan, Russia bills itself as the coldest inhabited place on Earth. Well, it's living up to that reputation. The mercury dipping to minus 62 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, no, thank you.
Minus 79 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's not the coldest ever recorded on Earth. A NASA satellite recorded the temperature in East Antarctica at 94.7 below zero Celsius in 2013.
Jeez.
That's a cool 138 Fahrenheit degrees below zero.
Ah.
Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
No, thanks.
Nope.
Yeah, so we don't...
Count me out.
We don't need to be saying anything, but yeah. Why would you live there on purpose?
Well, we've got... You know, we on have purpose. People here that are from the Great White North, a.k.a. Colorado, and they are just having a blast laughing at everybody.
Well, you talked about the Aggie basketball player.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne Wilson's from Milwaukee, and, you know, Wisconsin... I've never been to Wisconsin, but I heard it gets a little chilly in the wintertime.
Chillier than here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
They're having a great laugh at our expense.
Well, today it gets above freezing. There's no reason for you to not be out.
Right, and there's going to be sunshine.
There will be. That helps a lot, I think.
It does.
Reminds me, I need to schedule a tea time for Saturday.
Yeah, ooh, you do. Yeah. Now, Saturday is going to be awesome. It's going to be 70 degrees, so we're looking forward to that.
This is Jeb Blair. Class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 717. It's 16 degrees. It's 16 degrees, just
Burr.
So you know.
Burr.
If you want to go out, that's fine. Now get this. What's almost as bad as being drunk behind the wheel would be drunk flying down on skis on a mountain.
Ooh, yeah, I could see that.
So
until you hit the tree.
Yeah, really, then it stops you. PBR has teamed up with a clothing company to create a ski jacket that holds 12 beers. $250 ski jacket made by 686 Technical Apparel that essentially encourages you to go ahead and
drink and ski. Yeah.
On the slopes.
Okay.
It seems like if you've got that packed full of cans, maybe they would offer a little cushion, a little
maybe
padding
that's
maybe?
It, and be a cold mess if you have to crash into a tree or something like that.
Just wear a camel pack like everybody else does.
There are days that you wish that you could be in the warm weather like now, but remember this, an unknown couple have a warning for those Caribbean beachgoers. Watch out for burrowing worms. The unnamed pair left in severe discomfort after parasites known as hookworm larvae burrowed into their skin while they were sitting on the beach.
No.
In Martinique. 52-year-old woman said she felt an initial burning sensation before these red pinprick marks showed up the next day.
Wow.
Have you ever seen that show Monsters Inside Me?
No.
What?
Oh, man.
Wait, if you're not watching Taylor and Hooch.
Yeah, no.
You're watching Monsters Inside.
Yes, it's Tango and Cash.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Turner and Hooch, another great 80s buddy comedy.
Of course it was.
You know, nothing like having a dog being your partner.
Now, what network would show Monsters Inside
Me? I don't know. It's like Discovery Channel or something like that. I don't even know if it's around anymore. I just know that it used to be. It's on Netflix. But it's all about the parasites.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Yeah.
I've got Netflix.
Never
feel
like there's something in your eye. There you
go. No.
All right, listen, Australian Open's going on. That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You describe your game as a silky gazelle.
A surprise visit from Ron Burgundy at the Australian Open. After tennis star Roger Federer's first round victory, comedian and actor Will Ferrell crashed a post-match interview to grill the athlete. His famous character had some tough questions.
There's a rumor in the men's locker room that you love coming to play down here in Melbourne, and your secret to fitness is you only eat wombat meat. Is that true?
That is untrue.
Ferrell joked wombat was the national food of Australia, and in true Anchorman fashion, ended the interview by saying,
"Stay classy, Melbourne."
The Australian Open's clip a hit online.
Oh, yeah.
And remember learned about wombats.
What did we learn about? Oh, that's right.
Their poop is cubic.
Yeah.
They have cubic poop.
Cubic poop.
If you type in wombat, that's
literally the first thing that comes up.
Oh, or comes out, whatever. Yeah.
By the way, did you see the American Coco Vandeweghe and her little breakdown about her bananas?
No.
She didn't get her bananas.
Oh.
Blasphemy. On court side or whatever, so she didn't have that potassium rolling through her veins whenever she was going to go play. So she basically just kind of sat in protest.
Really?
And
wow.
Didn't, yeah. And the guy, the judge.
Right.
The court judge kept trying to get her to get up and play, and she was like, not till my bananas get here.
Bananas, sir.
Wow. This is odd down there. There's
she's an American, you said?
She's American.
Bring your own banana, girl.
Well, you know, a lot of tennis players are high maintenance. John McEnroe, you know, Coco Vandeweghe.
Coaches are jerks and tennis players are high maintenance.
All right, now.
Shoe fits. There's a reason for that. Yep.
So now, in your volleyball career, Chelsea, were there girls who would sometimes make noises as they hit the ball?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it happens in
tennis. It's not like tennis, though.
It happens in tennis a lot.
Right.
And apparently yesterday, they started making fun
of
one of the players.
One of the things I think is going to be... There's plenty of screaming during the rally. It's not coming from the fans.
I had so much desertion. For Sabalenka.
I think that's rather ironic.
Please.
Yeah, oh dear.
So they're yelling at her. I mean, they're basically shaming her.
No, it's...
And I think sometimes it's involuntary. Like, it's not...
I thought it was.
No. They're trained to do that. It's not one of those involuntary... If you're talking about grunts, that's one thing. But what they're trained to do is to breathe, and whenever they exhale, when they hit the ball... Then they make these noises, and it seems to be a lot more popular in the women's game than it is the men's game. And Victoria Azarenka is one who, she doesn't make a grunt, she does like a hoot owl noise.
Gotcha.
She goes, hoo!
But does I know she's purposely breathing, but is she purposely making that noise?
Who naturally makes that noise when they hit a ball?
I don't know.
No.
Interesting.
But
it was never quite like that in the sport of volleyball.
But Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova, they're two big ones. They grunt really loudly. But yeah, Azarenka does the little hoot owl deal.
But there I don't you think you can, ban that.
Well, no, I don't, and I don't know how you shame them into it. But,
right.
Nonetheless. Slovenian woman found a mouse foot in her jar of pickles. Shocked when she was told that it's, quote, completely normal.
No, it is not. No.
The woman contacted the health ministry, and she prepared to sue the company producing the food, but instead of supporting her claim for compensation, officials said that she should see the mouse foot as, quote, a special additive.
Are you sorry?
What? Where is this again?
It's in Slovenia. It's not anywhere near here,
Of course it's in Slovenia.
Of course,
But it's not one of those S-hole countries.
No, it's not.
I mean, I still wouldn't expect a mouse foot in my pickles.
It is an S country. It's just not S-hole country.
Not one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
is disgusting.
All right, see how this works out for you. Starbucks is testing the idea of charging customers an extra 7 cents if you're ordering coffee in a paper cup.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to what other cups do
they
have?
Well, then you've got those expensive cups.
Well, they do give you a 10-cent discount if you bring in your own cup on your drink.
This is going in the other direction, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, and now that's interesting. That's like the plastic bag charge at the grocery store.
It is. Unfortunately, it's not going toward the spelling lessons for the baristas.
No.
They'll just have to learn that in their art history classes that they're taking.
Yeah.
Anyway, see how that works out. And again, just because they talk about it, we talk about it here, doesn't mean it's going to happen here.
Right.
That may be the kind of thing that goes on in Boston or someplace.
Yeah, that's
interesting. One of them fancy upper cities.
Yeah, where they're just used to spending.
What about a plastic cup? That's what their cold drinks come in.
See? Now, I don't know. Can you bring that back?
No, I guess if you really wanted to.
If you find one, you could wash it out and use it. It doesn't have your name on it, you know, then that would be confusing, too. Yeah. Mm. By the way, if you found out earlier this week that the Starbucks and the CIA, they don't put the names on the cups for security reasons, just letting you know.
What do they do, like little symbols?
You could do
Fifi, like one of our bosses does whenever he goes someplace. He doesn't want people to know who he is, so he just tells... You never heard... Okay, so
no.
Mr. Downs, anytime we go to Copy Bridge, generally it's whenever somebody's leaving. We go to Copy Bridge to have the big send-off lunch, whatever.
Right.
And he tells them to... His name is Fifi, so they announce Fifi whenever it's time for him to go get food.
I had no idea.
Well, y'all aren't there a lot.
No, we're not.
This is Dennis Kubetzka from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today, and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
27:26, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here comes the sun out there. That's kind of fun. Weather is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a change in the weather. Yes, the sunshine. That will have a high temperature of 37 today. Now, probably won't get above freezing until this afternoon, but it will get above freezing. Chill factors, 5 to 15, because we're going to have north winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight down to 22 with the clear skies. Sunny again tomorrow with a high probably in the lower 40s, back down to freezing on Thursday night, but then we'll get up above that. Near 60 on Friday, and we'll be near 70 on Saturday. Chance of showers, by the way, on Sunday to about 50-50. But let's get through today. Huh? Winds out of the north at 7 right now. Chill factor is 6. The air temperature is 16.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Trump administration is asking Congress for new authority to acquire land near our southern border so they can fast-track building the wall. Request was delivered to Congress in a document prepared by Homeland Security, which is asking for $33 billion for border security. Civil rights and environmentalist WICO groups are outraged. They complain the Department of Homeland Security already has sweeping authority to bypass regulations, and they don't want to give the federal government more power. Are you kidding? Really? They claim fast-tracking the border wall would violate the civil rights of entire communities and jeopardize wildlife. It would militarize the southern border. They say that building the wall will not stop drugs or people from crossing into the country, so it's just a waste of time. Now, of course, these are the same people that cannot wait for the federal government to intrude into every other aspect of your life. They believe in big government, and they want it to micromanage every move that farmers, ranchers, and average citizens make. But now that it looks like President Trump is making a serious attempt to get control of the southern border, that for once it's not just talk, these groups have gone into full outrage mode. Suddenly they oppose big government, and they doubt its effectiveness. It's funny how fast their tune has changed. What do they really believe day to day then,
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It is 16 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All Blinn College campuses will open at noon today. Texas A&M classes and offices will resume their normal schedule. Sam Houston State is closed. Bryan ISD will delay the start of school by 2 hours. College Station ISD schools and buses will operate at their regularly scheduled times. A full list of closings and delays is online at WTAW.com, or you can still text the word closing to 979-695-1620. It's normally during extreme heat in the summer that we're asked to conserve electricity, but it's this extreme cold that has prompted a request from the operator of the Texas power grid.
Record wintertime electric consumption is expected this morning between 7 and 8 by ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. That's led to a call for turning thermostats down to 68, turning off and unplugging non-essential lights and appliances, and not opening shades and blinds until you see sunshine. Another suggestion from ERCOT is also made during summertime heat. That's to not operate washers, dryers, and electric ovens in the evening between 6 and 10. But during the winter, you're also asked to not operate those appliances in the morning between 6 and 10. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Four people were taken to the hospital following a six-vehicle crash yesterday afternoon at 29th and Briarcrest. Bryan police report the four who were injured were all in one of two vehicles that were struck by an eastbound SUV. Three more vehicles were hit following the initial impact. 48-year-old Derek Carpenter Sr. of Bryan was arrested for DWI. There have been three armed robberies in the Twin Cities around 1 in the morning in the last 4 days. The latest was Tuesday morning at the Exxon on Harvey Road next to the freeway. College Station police report a black man with a handgun ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. Two more holdups were in Bryan. One was on Monday, where three people with their faces covered left with an undisclosed amount of money from Woody's Gags and Gifts on South College. And on Saturday, four black men held up two employees who were inside a taco truck stand parked off Grosbeck south of Palisoda. Again, an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Bryan police report a 16-year-old young man was taken to the hospital by a private vehicle to be treated for a gunshot wound Monday night. The teen was treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The gunfire followed a disturbance between two groups that was an extension from a prior argument. No arrests have been made. This was the second time in as many days there was an aggravated assault on Ellinger Street, which is south of Villa Maria and west of College. No details are available from what happened in the first incident on Sunday morning. The College Station City Council has abandoned a 70-foot-wide easement that for many years could have been used to extend Appomattox Drive north of Forest along the east border of the Science Park development.
Dr. Brick, your neighborhood, among many others, filed vigorous opposition to Appomattox being built out. And as a result, all the plans have been updated, and they can still travel north-south. It's just a more sinuous path than what Appomattox was intended to be.
Councilman James Benham also responded to questions from a homeowner on Monitor, which borders the easement that will be returned to the Science Park, which is home to the new Academy store.
You still probably won't be happy about it because you'll want there to be field there like there is right now. But the reality is somebody owns that property. and they can do what they want to do with it within the bounds of their zoning.
Right. But that would be regardless of that easement being abandoned or not abandoned. It's
correct.
It's still going to happen, so it's not really an issue.
If I were in your shoes, I'd be pleased.
A representative of A&M Church of Christ expressed concerns about the future development of 6 acres at the back of their property that becomes landlocked. Governor Abbott rolls out his latest plan to rein property tax rates enacted by cities, school districts, and counties.
It is time to finally reform our property tax system in Texas.
Surrounded by the lieutenant governor and Republican lawmakers, Governor Abbott laid out his plan for a 2.5% revenue growth cap on property tax revenue.
It will also spark new investment by businesses across the state of Texas.
Opponents say Abbott is missing the point on what's causing property tax growth in the first place. State Rep. Diego Bernal.
If the legislature picked up the slack and funded public schools, that would allow local school districts to lower their property taxes.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And an unexpected vacation in a Northeast Texas school district is due to the flu. The superintendent in Bonham, Marvin Beatty, says 14% of the students are sick and teachers are also under the weather.
We're having difficulty even getting enough subs. We had about 1/4 of the staff call in sick. Or we had to send them home because they're fairly dedicated and they're going to show up if they're on their deathbed.
Dr. Beatty says all the schools will be thoroughly cleaned before classes resume next Tuesday. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 16 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Let's check some weather. It's 7:38. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Arctic high pressure continues to control the weather. We'll have abundant sunshine today, but it's chilly. Highs are only going to reach 35 to 40 later this afternoon. Clear skies in the forecast for tonight. Lows will be 20 to 25. Sun tomorrow, we warm up a little bit. We'll reach 40 to 45 tomorrow afternoon. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, 30 to 35. There's a chance of showers on Friday. It should be warmer. Highs Friday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a big-time game last night at Reed Arena between Texas A&M and Ole Miss.
They go to Burnett, back to Tyree. Here's a three. It didn't go. The Aggies win it. Boy, it went in, and it came back out.
Dave South and Al Pulliam with the call right here on WTAW. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. A three-pointer at the buzzer that looked like it was going to go in. It got about as close as you can get without actually going in as it popped back out. The Aggs hold on for a 71-69 win, their first SEC victory of the season. We'll hear a little bit from big man Robert Williams. He had a pretty good game. Also talking a little bit of college football, Kevin Sumlin introduced as the new head man at Arizona. Get you a little bit of the sights and sounds. Or at least the sounds, I should say, from that press conference yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Let's head to the warm, basking breezes of Washington, D.C., where it's 25. And Congressman Bill Floyd is
22 in snow.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we're at 16, so we're back. We got sunshine at least, so that helps a little bit. So what do we got on the agenda for this week?
Well, we passed a miscellaneous tariffs bill last night that deals with unique supply chain materials that are imported in this country that become parts of other things that are being manufactured. There used to be several hundred of these miscellaneous tariffs. We've got it down to just a few dozen now. So that bill passed yesterday. It was bipartisan without a lot of controversy. The two big bills that are going to be on the floor this week are a bill to fund the government. I'd like to get it funded through September 30th, but it looks like we'll have just a CR that goes a few weeks. And then a Born Alive bill that protects children that are being aborted that live, that provides that they get the same level of care that any other child would that's in the process of being born. Back to the CR for a minute, there are four provisions in this that are pretty important for Texans. One is the health insurance tax, which is part of Obamacare, will be stopped. The Cadillac tax, which is important to our the folks in the district that have really generous health care plans, particularly union health care plans, will be stopped. The medical device tax, which is important to our medical device manufacturers, will be stopped. And most important for Texas is that CHIP will be extended. The Children's Health Insurance Program will be extended for 6 years. So those are the important things. It, just as a reminder to our constituents, because I still have a lot of false posts on our social media, the House extended CHIP already a couple of times for 5 years. It's just that the Senate has not been able to do it. So we're going to do a six-year extension on this and send it to the Senate.
So now, aside from those things, anything else that the guy on the street is going to feel if there is, in fact, a government shutdown?
Well, the thing that they're going to feel is they're going to feel really bad for our military, because our military is still fighting the war on terror, and they're not getting paid while they do it. And I think that's just tragic to try to do that. So that's something. That's an emotional issue. Now, where they'll feel it tangibly here at home is that if they go to apply for a passport, they won't be able to get a passport because passport offices will be closed down. If they have a question about their Medicare payment or Social Security payment or VA payment, they probably won't get that answered. Now, a lot of this would depend on how President Trump would adjudicate a shutdown. In the past, President Obama said that almost everybody was non-essential, all the government workers non-essential in some home. And so very little got done, except here. I remember he closed off the World War II Memorial, so our vets couldn't go see that. That was pretty terrible. Yeah. But President Trump could make a different decision as to who's essential and who's not. So those functions may stay open. My guess is they would not, though.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from D.C., and of course the Bush Library and Museum will not be open, I'm sure, because that's funded federally as well. Let's talk a little bit about DACA, because we thought we had a deal. Now apparently we might not. Tell me what kind of pressure Paul Ryan is under as Speaker of the House right now to bring something to the floor in the House.
Well, Paul's been really clear, and he has not wavered at all, and so I've been very proud of him. He and our leadership, and all of us as rank-and-file Republicans and conservatives, believe that any deal ought to have four essential elements. One is it's got to secure the border. Number two, it's got to end chain migration. Number three, it's got to end the visa lottery. And number four, it's got to deal with the Dreamers in a fair and even-handed manner. And so those are the four elements. Now, Durbin and Graham went off and cut some kind of a deal. They said they had a deal. And it fell way short of all of those provisions. And so President Trump and we in the House have rejected that and said, we're going to continue the discussions. There is a group members of the Senate and members of the House on a bipartisan basis that are continuing to work through this. But basically, we said that Trump and Grant, y'all just, you know, just either help us out or get out of the way, because we're not going to pass this weak thing that you came up with. So the other thing where we've held firm in the House is this is an immigration policy issue. It is not a funding issue. So any attempts to try to tie funding of the federal government to or try immigration policy to funding the federal government will not be allowed. And so we've said that's not going to happen, and we've held firm, and we've been successful in that so far. These are on two different tracks. We've got time to deal with this. The DACA program doesn't end until March. Folks that have a current permission to stay in the country can renew those if they're running out, as long as they do it before March the 8th. So we've got time to do it. We just need to get it done. Now, my preference is to get it done sooner rather than later.
Well, sooner rather than later doesn't happen up there often, does it?
No, not as frequently as I'd like, that's for sure.
That's it. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Well, stay warm. Thanks for the update, and we'll hope we can get at least the government funded onto Valentine's Day or so.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see that. We'll know by Thursday evening how that's going to work out. We're going to whip it today. I'd ask all of our listeners to continue praying for our military, particularly in these difficult times, and for our first responders. Also, congrats to the Aggie men's basketball team yesterday. I think several of us were starting to feel a little depressed about their performance, but they were firing on all cylinders last night, it looked like.
Basketball karma on their side. Thanks for the time this morning.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number, and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
There's an important quality you'll find in all effective parenting. It's the ability to put the needs of your kids above your own reputation. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When Tammy was 11, she was excited to start dance lessons. She worked hard, but one evening after practice, she ran up to her mom, expecting to be showered in praise. Instead, she got a downpour of criticism. Her mother pointed out her daughter's mistakes and told her she needed to get them corrected before the coming recital. After all, friends and family would be watching. Needless to say, Tammy's spirit was crushed. Her mother's response may bother you, but it's more common than you think. Many parents get so wrapped up in their own reputation, they're oblivious to what's best for their child. It could be something as minor as a bad grade at school, or as serious as denying a child's drug use. Unfortunately, often mom and dad's primary concern is how the problem reflects on them as parents. We all want others to think of us as good parents, of course, but if that desire takes on too much importance, it'll affect our judgment. Instead of offering our kids the help they need, we'll focus on protecting our reputation. It can be damaging to our child's sense of well-being. Parents need the maturity to do what's best for their kids rather than worrying about what other people think. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt can help reduce confusion or loss of cognition.
I hate being wrong, but that's actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Join us next time on A Dash of Salt and find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:49. Well, a crazy finish last night at Reed Arena.
5 seconds to go. Tyree, they go to Burnett. Back to Tyree. Here's a three. It didn't go. The Aggies win it. Boy, it went in, and it came back out. It went in, and it came back out. And they didn't get the three, and the Aggies have won the game.
Brian Tyree's three-pointer at the buzzer popped out, and the Aggies survived the Ole Miss Rebels 71-69 to pick up their first conference win of the year. Tyler Davis led the way for the Aggs with 20 points and 12 rebounds, and fellow big man Robert Williams chipped in with 18 points and 9 boards.
I've just been praying on it a lot. Coming back, I feel like we're getting our team back. Starting five back to where it needs to be. We just got to pick it up, slow down on the turnovers, and we really needed this win big.
That's Williams after the victory. With the win, Rob and the guys improved to 12-6 overall and 1-5 in SEC play. Now, some other big games going on last night. Kansas State upended fourth-ranked Oklahoma 87-60. South Carolina stunned number 18 Kentucky 76-68. 15th-ranked North Carolina held off 20th-ranked Clemson, 87-79. Number 12 Cincinnati topped UCF in a defensive struggle, 49-38. And 3rd-ranked Purdue rolled over Wisconsin, 78-50. Now tonight, there are 11-ranked teams in action, including top-ranked Villanova at Georgetown at 5:30. SMU and number 7 Wichita State will play at 6. 8th-ranked Texas Tech and Texas duke it out in Austin at 7. And number 24 TCU plays host to Iowa State at 8. Former Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin was officially introduced as new head man at Arizona yesterday.
You know, as this opportunity came open, it was the right time for me and the right place and the right challenge. And so I just wanted to thank everybody for coming. All these things, I watch them all the time. Every coach is going to win every game. This is a time to get fired up. And, you know, every coach says the same thing at these things. So you're going to find out I'm not that guy. I'm not much of a coach speak guy. But I will tell you the truth. And the truth is that I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be a Wildcat. And I'm excited to say bear down.
Sumlin was fired after 6 years in Aggie land, where he led the Maroon and White to a 51-26 overall record and a 25-23 mark in the SEC. He replaces Rich Rodriguez, who was let go after sexual harassment allegations came to light a couple of weeks ago. Aggie sprinter Sammy Watson has been named SEC Freshman of the Week after anchoring the Aggie women's distance medley relay to a meet and school record at last weekend's Ted Nelson Invitational. Currently, the collegiate leading time for 2018, the Aggies distance medley relay tops the event by 25-plus seconds. Dennis Smith Jr. scored 25 points, but in the end, it still wasn't enough as the Dallas Mavericks fell to the Denver Nuggets last night, 105-102. It was a second straight loss for Dallas, which falls to 15-30 on the year. Meanwhile, this evening, the San Antonio Spurs will be trying to get back on the winning track as they head to Brooklyn to take on the Nets. Tip-off is at 6:30 at the Barclays Center. Jason Spezza found the net twice, and the Dallas Stars picked up their second win in a row last night, 4-2 over the Detroit Red Wings.
He played good. He played like he can and played like he will. He played a good hockey game, and that's what we expect from him, and we expect that every night. And he's shown it at times, but not consistent. And he played, I would say for me, the word would be normal. This is what he's capable of, and This is what he can bring to a team, and we need it.
That's Coach Ken Hitchcock on Spence's performance after the victory. Now, with the win, the Stars improved to 26-17-3 on the year. And that's been your sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8 with a 6.4-liter motor. Oh, that's a lot of power. It can get up and go with only 23,000 miles, a price of $36,990, and it will get your heart racing. If you're looking for maybe just a fun car to have, the 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8, that's what you need to be looking at. A price of $36,990, again, from Team Ford of Navasota. You go south on Highway 6, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your deal of the day.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun, and 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's cold outside, like 16. But the sun's out, so that's okay.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't know, Scott.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. Look at that, man. Look at
Scott.
That. Wow.
Here comes
Scott, I brought you a present today.
Oh, did you?
I did. I brought you Topo Chico in a plastic bottle.
Oh, did
wow.
you?
Oh.
Do you want regular or lime?
Oh, no, regular.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, most of the time they tell you not to drink the water in Mexico.
Yeah. I know, right?
That's what's so ironic about that whole thing, though.
Yeah.
Nestle, the maker of various candy treats in U.S. America, selling the candy business to Italian chocolate. Listen, they are selling the candy business to Italian chocolate and candy maker Ferrero.
Oh.
For an estimated $2.8 billion.
Wow.
So if you like your Nestle's Crunch, if you like your Butterfinger, your Baby Ruth, your Raisinets, your Nips, your Skinny Cows, and your Laffy Taffy, this could affect you.
Uh-oh.
But probably not.
Probably not.
Because they're going to keep the business going.
Yeah. Just going to be run by them Italians.
We're talking $900 million a year in U.S. America alone.
Wow.
The CEO from Nestle said the sale will allow the company to move into areas of future growth, including pet care.
Oh.
Okay. Bottled water, which they already do.
They
coffee,
do.
Yeah. Frozen right. meals, and infant nutrition. Ferrero, by the way, has its own chocolate business. Did you know that they own Nutella?
No, really? I did not know that. Okay.
They also own Tic Tacs.
No. Oh.
So just letting you know, and along with Fannie Mae, they also own Brock's, Trolley, and Lemonheads.
Wow. I like Lemonheads.
They send the Thali and the candy.
One of these days, there's just going to be two of everything. I'm
yeah.
telling you.
This is crazy.
That's it. So a news story we have.
Yeah.
I guess we're in the midst of, maybe it ends in 2 minutes, the highest amount of energy used on the grid in Texas.
Right.
If you don't know, there are three grids in America. There's the eastern grid, there's the western grid, and there's Texas.
Texas.
We got our own grid.
We
don't mess with those Yankees because they don't know, and those libs out west.
Yeah, we don't even like Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. None of them. New Mexico, Arkansas, you're on your own. But, you know, the good thing is here we've got BTU, which generates power, okay?
Oh, good.
And when much power.
When they've got power and they've got extra, they sell it. So it's like BTU. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, we'll see. But in the meantime, they were telling us that we can't use our electric ovens between 6 and 8 or 9 or whatever that was that Bill said in his story. What? I mean, we have to eat our food cold?
Well, no.
Are we limited?
I think we said ovens, electric ovens.
Yeah.
And then you can use a microwave.
Oh, well, okay. But electric.
Sure.
You can be like Betty White.
I don't know. I think of like oven.
Okay.
And then washer and dryer. No one wants to do laundry anyway.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah.
Works out just perfect.
Yeah, just make you a fire. Bonfire in the backyard. Roast some weenies.
Perfect.
Some s'mores.
Yeah, because tonight will be fine. It's only going to be like a 32, so it'll be fine. So, by the way, record-breaking cold this morning.
Yeah.
The old record was 22, something like that. We got down to 16.
Blew that bad boy up.
And we had several people text in pictures of their thermometers at home, yeah. Reading 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now think about this, extending the brand. We always talk about that. Anytime you can take your brand and extend it into something that you don't normally do,
mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. Unless you're a Kardashian, we'll have that story next hour.
Ooh.
KFC, famous for having phenomenal gravy. So I'm sure that people drink the stuff straight every day.
Mm.
But KFC has now released a cocktail recipe that uses their gravy as an ingredient.
Interesting.
It's called their Bloody Mary is called the Gravy Mary. It's
okay.
Vodka, an ounce of gravy, tomato juice, Tabasco, and Worcestershire.
An ounce? Oh, okay. I could probably get on board with that.
All right. Then there's a drink called the Southern Twist, which uses bourbon, 2 full ounces of gravy, black pepper, and brown sugar.
No, thanks.
And then the weirdest one probably is the Finger Lickin' Sour. Mezcal. And 3 ounces of gravy, cherry liqueur, lemon juice, orange marmalade, and an egg white.
Wow.
Yeah. Once again, I'm not sure that would necessarily work. And they didn't say how you pair them with your other wonderful delights from KFC. All right, 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.